An awesome blast from the past song. First sang that when I was 11 years old, so now you know the real deal for me, okay? I am excited. Wish I could tell you how much to share in this communion with you this morning. Because I want to really share with you the latest addition to my portfolio of what the cross means to me. And this is fresh, and I hope it will refresh and deepen your appreciation for God and what He's done for you as well. A few months ago, as I was preparing this time for this time together, God brought me an epiphany. Now, that's a fancy word that I can use less than one hand to count how many I've had in my life, okay? But Webster defines an epiphany as an intuitive grasp of reality through something usually simple and striking. And that's exactly what describes what God put on my heart just a couple of months ago. And I want to share with you what, for me, is one of the most exciting and amazing aspects of the cross. And the essence of this epiphany is that of all the miracles God did, that throughout time, that what He did at the cross eclipses them all, but because, for me, the real impact of the cross is best seen through one of God's most prominent and impressive eternal qualities, His faithfulness. And so I've been on a faithfulness kick these last several months, and I want to share a little bit with you about that this morning. In 1963, a middle-aged couple came to our door in Biloxi, Mississippi, hot Biloxi, Mississippi. Then a fishing town, now a gambling mecca. Sorry to hear that. But anyway, they knocked at the door. My dad answered, and this couple invited my parents to study the Bible and to come out to church. And 2 months later, they were baptized into Christ. Now, at the age of 8, I can assure you I had no concept. I had no realization of the import of that series of events. But I do remember watching my parents change before my very eyes. It was only a few years later that we moved to Gainesville, Florida. And God used this beginning in a powerful way in my dad and mom's life. Now, later on, middle school, I learned some more about the import of this decision in their lives. See, my dad was, I didn't know this, but I decided around middle school to ask my mom and dad whether they would tell me something about my grandparents. We lived in the South. My grandparents were all in the North. I wasn't around them much. So I wanted to know a little bit more about my grandparents. And wow, I was not prepared for what I learned. My dad, until the age of around 10, grew up in a alcoholically and severely abusive home. His dad would come home every day looking for who was the next target to get beaten. And because my dad and his brother, my uncle, were the only two in the house, you can do the math on that. Daily. Around the age of 11, my grandmother said, enough of this, pulled him, took him away. That's on my dad's side. My mom grew up in a house of what I would have to say is one of the most dysfunctional things I've ever heard of in a family. She was raised by a mother who, at one time during her junior year in high school, walked out of the house to the curb where her date was dropping her off, opened the door, grabbed my mother by the head of hair, and dragged her out of the car in front of her date all the way into the house. Weird, twisted. But that wasn't the end of it. My grandmother on my mother's side ran off with my aunt's, my mom's sister's husband. That's pretty sick. That's pretty twisted. But that's the background my parents came from. Now, fast forward 54 years to 2017, and many of you got to witness the baptism of our daughter, Lindsay, just a few months ago. An amazing story. I encourage you to talk with my daughter and let her share her story with you. I'll just simply say that when I asked her several months ago about how she would describe her life leading up to this point, she said, Dad, about 12 years of my life I threw right out the window. Okay? But you see, through all of this, God was, is, and has been faithful. And that's what I really want to impress upon you this morning. You may not have a discernible blood lineage in your story. But if you are a Christian today, if you are a baptized believer in Jesus, you have that in your life because absolutely of a faithfulness of somebody who reached out to you. Now, what I haven't done much, and I'll bet many of you have not, is how far have you ever tried to take that lineage back a little ways? Well, Bob reached out to me. Well, who reached out to Bob? Well, who reached out to the person who reached out to Bob? The truth of the matter is God's faithfulness has reached forever. Okay? And if you want to ignite your faith, I encourage you to ponder the depth of your lineage. God's faithfulness transcends shattered dreams, unspeakable atrocities and abuses, premature death of a loved one, life-altering disappointments, and a whole laundry list more we could add to that. No wonder in 2 Peter 3:9, it tells us that God doesn't want anyone to perish. You see, faithfulness is about relationship. And when God lost the purity of that relationship, and we know when it happened back in Genesis, okay? He set out to regain it. And he is and he remains to this day relentless in his pursuit to regain his relationship with his creation. That stirred me. It has absolutely changed my life in these last 60 to 90 days. And I just want to share with you that his faithfulness abounded in the Old Testament. It certainly was long before the cross, is magnified at the cross, but it will endure inexhaustibly forever. That is chicken soup for the soul. That's encouraging. That is hope. But I want to just share with you here that God's faithfulness is not with us because of the cross, but rather the cross is ours because of God's faithfulness. And what a powerful faithfulness it is. And that faithfulness came with a high price, came at the sacrifice of his only son for us today. I don't know what you've been through. I don't know where your history, your lineage has been born from. But I do know that our God and his faithfulness is the great equalizer. And it is amazing to me as I stand here today before you that I have been able to taste over and over again God's faithfulness. Appreciated Jim praying a thankful prayer for that in his prayer this morning. We need to be deeply thankful for God's faithfulness. Because I don't care what happens to us or what life sets before you, God's faithfulness reigns. And I want to encourage you this morning with that. The greatest gift, my dad told me this actually, the greatest gift that my dad gave me was a legacy of him being committed to changing his character until the day he died. Amazing. When I look back on my dad, I miss him sorely. But you know what? He's still with me. And I just appreciated the fact that I asked him a little bit about the changes and the hard and how difficult it was. And he just said, well, son, that's really what God's faithfulness is all about. God's faithfulness has given me the power to change my life. And so that's what's awesome. Let's close by reading. I'm going to read Psalm 100 to you. And I pray that you will, during our passing of the communion emblems, that you will think about your lineage, God's faithfulness as it is specifically played out in your own life. Psalm 100, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Amen, as we have done this morning. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good, and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Let's pray together. Father, there are no words to bring before You to thank You, let alone describe the impact of Your faithfulness in our lives. But we know it's real. We know that it is awesome. We have experienced it. Father, in fact, we've experienced it more times than we are even aware. Father, this morning, as we share in the communion, as we reflect on the decisions, the ultimate sacrifice that God made, that Father, You made, that Your Son carried out, that we would be reconciled to You, that You would seek us and give us that opportunity is truly amazing. Father, encourage us. Help us, Father, to realize there is nothing we will ever face that Your faithfulness, that Your faithfulness, God, does not carry and cover in us. God, thank You so much for Jesus and His death on the cross. It's in His name we pray. Amen.